From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where the overwhelming majority of residents say racism is a serious problem in the city. That's according to a new poll out today. WBUR reporter Simone Rios reached out to some of those who took the poll to hear about their responses. Hey, Simone.
Hey, Arun.
So first, can you tell us some details about the poll itself? Who conducted it and how many people responded?
Yeah, so WBUR, my station, joined with the Dorchester Reporter and the Boston Foundation to sponsor the poll. It was actually carried out by Mass Inc. Polling Group. 552 registered voters from Boston responded to the poll, broken down by demographics like age, race, and where people live. One thing I'll note is that the only groups we have reliable numbers from are whites as well as African Americans and Hispanic voters.
Well, let's dig into some of the results. 80% of respondents said racism was a very serious or somewhat serious problem in the city. Clear majority of respondents.
Yeah, and that was universal across Black, white, and Hispanic voters. A slightly greater share of the people of color responding said racism was a problem, slightly more than white respondents. But the belief was really universal, and any difference actually could be chalked up to the 4.9% margin of error in the poll.
And following up on that, was there a substantial number of respondents who say that they faced discrimination themselves?
Yeah, you know, one third of the Hispanics who responded say they'd experienced discrimination in the past year, and 44% of Black voters said that was the case. You know, it's pretty eye-opening to hear some of the stories just talking to ordinary people who happen to respond to this poll. One Guatemalan immigrant I spoke to says he faces racist hostility on a regular basis, you know, on the train, on the sidewalk, just it's like a constant occurrence. A woman from Trinidad and Tobago who I reached out to talked about being told to go back to her country. She actually went to school in South Boston in the late 70s, and she says she feels like things are worse now than back then. Because of events in recent years, a lot of people think that folks with racist tendencies feel more open to express them publicly.
Simone, you've done a lot of reporting in the greater Boston area in immigrant communities and communities of color. Given your reporting, what you've seen and heard over the years, are you surprised by what you see in this poll?
Frankly, no, I'm not surprised, but I think I underestimate how common it is for people of color to face hatred or animosity because of their skin color. And it doesn't just have to do with outright racial slurs or acts of violence, but just kind of the attitudes people will get. They get onto the bus and the driver will treat them differently. That kind of thing is a common occurrence for a lot of people in this region. And I'll say, it's not just white people against people of color. For example, the Guatemalan man I spoke to says he gets it from white and Black people alike. One thing I will mention, Arun, is that we weren't able in this poll to report responses from Asians in Boston and whether they've experienced discrimination. The pool of voters who were polled apparently didn't yield large enough numbers from Asians to be included in the study. But I hope next time we can hear from more Asians, particularly considering the rise in hate crimes the Asian community has been facing of late.
Yeah, there's definitely a story to be told there as well. Simone, this is great work. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Arun.
That's WBUR reporter Simone Rios. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans was laid to rest today in the town of Adams in his native Western Mass. Evans was killed earlier this month when a driver allegedly hit Evans and another officer outside the Capitol. Chris Weistepec was a schoolmate of Evans at Western New England University in Springfield.
He was dedicated to his career, he was dedicated to his family, and that's who he was, and he was very passionate about it. I think most of all, I think we all feel for his son and daughter right now.
Services for Officer Evans were held in private. Meanwhile, changes may be on the horizon for how the state's 36 vocational technical high schools admit new students. State Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley says the proposed changes are an effort to improve access for students of color, English language learners, and low-income students. Jack Livramento of the Massachusetts Community Action Network in the Fall River, New Bedford area says existing admissions policies were discriminatory.
Vocational schools are public schools, but they have been allowed to admit students by ranking them by their grades, attendance, discipline, and guidance counselor records.
The proposed changes go to the Department of Secondary and Elementary Education Board for review on April 20th. And today marks the 8th anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. April 15th is now One Boston Day, a day in honor of the victims and first responders who rushed to the scene that afternoon. This year, Acting Mayor Kim Janey is asking residents to remain physically apart in light of the pandemic, but highlights this as a day of random acts of kindness. Martin Richard, Lingzi Liu, and Christy Campbell were killed when two bombs exploded near the marathon finish line. More than 260 others were hurt, several of them losing limbs. MIT police officer Sean Collier was also killed 3 days later by the two men responsible for the bombings. Governor Charlie Baker and Acting Mayor Janey will participate in a wreath-laying ceremony on Boylston Street on Thursday evening. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since Boston and Strong, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. Speaking of podcasts, here's one more you might enjoy. Innovation Hub is a show that celebrates inventive ideas in every aspect of our lives, from education to medicine, transportation to the economy, politics to technology. You'll hear writers, scholars, and other voices who will challenge your assumptions. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.